one. I forgot one bag over there, but I'll get it in a second. All right, gang, I want to show you some things, and I know you've never... What are these? They're kind of like bottle rockets. I think these are supposed to be a little more... Well, these are called cluster beads. These aren't really the rock. These explode and do pretty colors, okay? Let's see here. What else I got in here? Well, could be. Who knows what this is? It's a Roman candle called a magical Roman candle. I don't know what that means, but let's see. Do you know what? Oh, yeah. Where did they go? You know what sparklers are, and I don't have any. This. Yeah. Well, I have it. Oh, huh? I can't find them in there. There's firecrackers. How many of you know what firecrackers are? They blow up and go. Yeah, right? Okay. Now, I have all these. How many of you shoot fireworks? How many of you like to do that? Okay. Now, here's the question. Why do we do fireworks? Just a second, over here. Next hand. We celebrate the independence of America. And here's the interesting, do you know, I've already answered the question, did you know that John Adams, who was one of our presidents, one of our early founding fathers, he thought that that Independence Day should be July 2nd. Well, Thomas Jefferson, who was another founding father, thought it should be July 4th. And if you know anything about history, they didn't like each other very much. And but anyway, July 4th is when we celebrate officially the founding of our country. And it's a very special holiday because we're a free country. And even though we're free, that causes problems from time to time. And so you know the Bible teaches. See, I don't care about people's opinions so much. What I care about is what the Bible says. And one of the things that I know about America right now is we got a lot of problems. We have this virus thing. I'm so tired of this virus thing. We have protesting. We have people being killed. We have racism. We have all these things. And you sometimes, as a Christian, try to think, how can I help? Well, there's actually advice in the Bible. I want to read it to you because the Bible says what we're supposed to do. And here's what it says. In 1 Timothy 2, verse 1 and verse 2, it says this. I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them. Intercede on their behalf and give thanks for them. In other words, I'm supposed to pray for you and you're supposed to pray for me. That is one of our responses. And we sometimes need to ask God to help each other. But then listen to what it says. It says, pray this way for kings and all who are in authority so that we can live in peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. One of the things that I learned a long time ago that the Bible teaches that we are to pray for those people who are in authority. The president, the Congress, the Senate. I hear people all the time, well, I don't want to pray for the president. I do want to pray for the president. Doesn't matter. God says you pray for all those in authority. That's the one thing I can do as an American that can make a difference. You see, I kind of believe that if all Americans would, instead of fighting with each other, would begin to pray for each other, to pray for the problems that we have, that we could have peace. Because it says that in the Scripture. So, on the 4th of July, I want you to do something. I want you to remember to pray for your country. Okay? Because your country needs it. So when you see fireworks, think freedom, think America, think Thomas Jefferson won. John Adams didn't get his way, but we're still all both Americans. Okay? Let's pray. Father, I thank these kids, and I pray that you would help them as they strive to be good citizens and Americans. And Father, help us to pray for all those in government, for all those in authority, whether it's teachers or policemen or other people. Help us to be people who pray, because that is so vitally important. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let me remind you, if you're new, at the end of the service, we have new gifts that will be up there at the front.